Have you ever noticed a colorful sheen on the surface of your tea? It appears to break like ice floes in the Arctic as the tea cools. Researchers once thought tea film was due to waxy substances contained in the tea leaves and released during steeping. That's not the case. The delicate film is an interfacial interaction of air, tea polyphenols, and calcium carbonate ions in water. It does not form on white, yellow, green, or lightly processed oolong teas, only black tea. In many parts of the world, soft water prevents the film from forming. Is tea film a fleeting glimmer of color to enjoy, or an ugly scum to quickly dissipate with a squeeze of lemon? Caroline Giacomin, a physicist at ETH in Zurich, Switzerland, joins us to explain the physics of tea film from a study she and colleague Peter Fisher recently published in The Physics of Fluids. Thank you so very much for coming on the program. This topic is fascinating, and I see that it's already getting some attention. Let's first talk about what made you curious about that scum.
I was working somewhere where the water was particularly hard, and one of my colleagues said during our afternoon tea time that he doesn't drink tea anymore because he doesn't like the stuff that is on top of it. He's from Taiwan, and he had never seen that scum before, or the film before. And I had never really thought much of it. Sometimes it was there, sometimes it hadn't been there. So I went home, I looked up how to get rid of the film for him. It turns out you can add lemon juice. That's what everyone on message boards and stuff will say. Not a particularly scientific answer, but, you know, obviously a traditional answer. My colleague drinks green tea, so lemon juice is not really something normally added to green tea. So that wasn't helpful to him. But I didn't really worry too much about that at the time. It wasn't really in my realm of research, but I came to start my PhD. And in our group here, we have a document my professor has made up of interesting ideas he's had over the years. And we study interfaces in this group. And on his list of interesting ideas was tea interfaces. And I said, hey, I think that's an interesting topic, and I've looked into it before.
What a lovely story. And I applaud you for thinking broadly. You know, in science, it isn't just narrow routes. It's that wonderful opportunity to appreciate all the world around us. So how did you go about determining what the film was caused by?
So there's a researcher from England in the 80s and 90s. He wrote a 14-part series on tea, and about 6 or 7 of those were about the tea film. So I kind of followed a little bit in his footsteps as to what he did. So he was studying the components of the tea film, and since we work with interfacial strength, I was going to be doing the strength of the film. We're studying types of tea, you know, lemon juice, adding sugar, adding milk, et cetera. But now we're studying the physics of it instead of the chemistry of it. So I based at least the choice of add-in was kind of based off of his research. Rheology is the study of weird fluids. If you think about oobleck, which is the cornstarch and water mixture that kids like to play with, or the slime, or you think about measuring how shampoo or molten plastic flow. So that's kind of rheology. And then interfacial just means we're dealing with the rheology at the surface between two phases. In our case, we're dealing with the phase of liquid tea and air. And so interfacial rheology takes a metal device and we put it exactly in contact with the surface. And then we carefully control the movement of that metal device. There's a motor that's controlling the movement and also a sensor that is detecting exactly how much force the motor is having to apply to make the movement happen. And so that can tell us how brittle or how elastic the film is and exactly how much force we need to apply to break the film.
So the thickness isn't the critical factor. It's the viscosity, the resistance to movement of the metal plate. How do you describe the film in terms of its physical characteristics as opposed to its chemical components?
In our field, we use the phrase moduli, which can be the elastic and the loss or viscous moduli. So the elastic moduli determines the elasticity of it. How, you know, if you move the film a tiny bit, can it reform itself back into its original position? So, you know, the loss modulus is kind of going to give you the brittleness of the film, and the elastic modulus is kind of the flexibility or the stretchiness.
So, from a practical point of view, you've described the physics. The chemistry was previously described as tea polyphenols bonding with calcium carbonate ions at the surface to create a colorful sheen. If I'm making a cup of tea, should I be anti-scum? Should I dissolve the scum to get rid of it? Or should I appreciate it for what it is and not worry? Is tea scum an indication that I need to do something with my water? Based on your research, what practical guidelines do you suggest on how to make better tea or to better enjoy tea?
Tea, it depends on what you view as best for tea. The film, especially when you don't add milk, the film is quite beautiful. I'm a scientist describing tea scum as beautiful. But when you add milk, the tea film is quite often not particularly visually pleasing and it kind of looks gross. Those two films are actually made of very different components, which is why in my research, we weren't able to measure the resistance of the milk film because there's too much oil and fat in it for it to be measured by our device. It caused too much slipping, essentially. So those two films are different. So if you're making tea where you would like to have milk in it, I would suggest you make that tea with water that's gone either through a filter, or if you're living in a place where the water isn't particularly hard anyways, then it shouldn't really matter too much. You're not going to have much of a film anyways. Now that I know what it is, I like to see it. If you really don't like the film, make, you know, black tea with lemon and you won't be able to see it then. There will still be technically a physically strengthened film there, but you won't be able to see it. So that's all that really matters at that point. It doesn't have much of an effect on the flavor.